Drive to pit stop 6, the Kentucky Coal Museum, 25 miles ahead. Map is on page 7.
When you drive north of Harlan on US 119, you're driving on the Kingdom Come Scenic Parkway. It travels up the headwaters of the Cumberland River into the shadows of Looney Valley and the once mighty coal towns of Benham and Lynch. The name Kingdom Come refers to when some pioneer families, weary of mountain travel, said upon first viewing this narrow, straight valley, "Thy kingdom come." In 1903, John Fox Jr. published the novel Little Shepherd of Kingdom Come. The story tells of a young boy who leaves his mountain cabin here to find a better life in the bluegrass. Let's read from the opening passage. "The days of that April have been days of mist and rain. Sometimes, for hours, there would come a miracle of blue sky, white cloud, and yellow light. But always between dark and dark, the rain would fall, and the mist creep up the mountains and steam from the tops, only to roll together from either range, drip back into the valleys, and lift straight away as mist again. So that all the while, nature was trying to give lustier life to every living thing in the lowland bluegrass, all the while a gaunt skeleton was stalking down the Cumberland, tapping with fleshless knuckles, now at some unlovely cottage of faded white and green, and now at a log cabin, stark and gray. Passing the mouth of Lonesome, he flashed his scythe into the open door of a cabin set deep into the shaggy flank of Black Mountain, and three spirits within were quickly loosed from aching flesh for the long flight into the unknown.
Little birdie, little birdie, I'll bet you fly so high.
Clinging to the crest of Pine Mountain is Little Shepherd Trail, which commemorates this novel. This 38-mile road is paved north of US 421 and offers beautiful fall views and access to remote portions of the mountain. If you lived back in Fox's days, you would have heard mountain ballads sung here. Clara Adkins Pope from Harlan County is preserving the art of ballad singing. Let's listen to her sing Aunt Sal's Song, a curious old tune about courtin'.
A gentleman came to our house, he would not tell his name. I knew he came a-courtin', although he were ashamed. Oh, although he were ashamed. He moved his chair up to my side, his fancy pleased me well. I thought the spirit moved him, some handsome tale to tell. Oh, some handsome tale to tell. But there he sat the livelong night, and never a word did say. With many a sigh and bitter groan, he oft-times wished for day. Oh, he oft-times wished for day. The chickens, they begun to crow, and daylight did appear. How do you do? Good morning, sir. I'm glad to see you here. Oh, I'm glad to see you here. He was weary of the livelong night. He was weary of his life. If this is what you call courtin', boys, I'll never take a wife. Oh, I'll never take a wife. And when he goes in company, the girls all laugh for sport, saying, yonder goes that ding-dang fool that don't know how to court. Oh, that don't know how to court.
This poor man is just too bashful to court properly. You know, in the mountains, they traveled a long way to court. Often the suitor would come to spend the night, and they would sit up all night to court. It was the only proper way. And the family would sit up in the next room.
Continue north on US 119 to Pit Stop 6, the Kentucky Coal Museum. When you get to Cumberland, follow the signs to the Kentucky Coal Museum. Map is on page 3.
My name is Mark Sohn, and I've been writing about Appalachian food since 1988. One of the old-time corn products is we take dried corn and make hominy. What you may know most about is hominy grits, and that's when it's all chopped up fine and you boil it up and make cereal. And that's what grits are, and grits are real popular here. Basically, to make hominy, you start with dried shell corn and you use some lye. Lye is from ashes. You boil the corn with the lye, and when the corn is tender, the hulls will come off, and what's left is hominy. And this is the pure corn. This is without the germ, without the cover. This is pure corn. Corn is native to North America, and so native people, of course, grew corn long before Christopher Columbus came here. When we talk about Native American foods, a lot of people do talk about Three Sisters. The Three Sisters are corn, squash, and beans. Corn, all kinds of squashes, from cushaws to pumpkins. And beans, we're talking green beans, but then when those beans mature, of course, they become dry beans. The early bean was not a snap bean. It wasn't a bush bean, okay? Those are modern varieties. It wasn't a purple bean. These were like pole beans, and they grew up with the corn. Native Americans planted beans and corn in the same patch. So you've got a string bean, and it's like the old white half-runner bean. That's the kind of bean that Native Americans used. And when they were young, of course, they were tender. And when they were old, they had big seeds in them. So in the winter and the fall, they separated the seeds from the shell and threw the green part, you know, that part away and just saved the seeds. But in the spring and the summer, you just ate the whole green bean.
Let's take a journey with Burley Wright into Mine Portal 31.
Can everybody see me? I know I'm the shortest one in the crowd almost, but can you see me?
Yeah.
See my hand here?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, your fingertips are pretty sensitive. So coal miners would put their fingers that way right there, a cup. Take your hammer. See, real soft. Now, that's what we call good root. See what this sounds like.
This is going to be a drum here.
Hear it?
Yeah.
See, I can feel that vibration right there. Now, that was what we call drummy top because it had the vibration and it had the different sound. So when a coal miner finds that, then he pays more attention because it's got potential to fall, but we do have it both, okay? If you notice, it's going to pick up a little fog. That's due to the temperatures.
Isn't there a lot of coal in there?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of coal left here. You leave a big block of coal to help hold the roof up.
Yeah.
And that's what we call a pillar in the coal industry. It's a pillar, and it also helps hold the roof. Now, we do some mining called robbing or pillaring, where as we get to the back of the mine and get finished, we'll hit those pillars as we come back and just let it fall in as we work our way back out.
Well, you're a coal miner.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you ever get on one of them flat carts and go through there and you had to lay on this flat neck?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, mercy. That's what I want.
My history is I was captain of mine rescue team. Worked two mine explosions, two mine fires.
Were you trapped in the mines?
No, but I've worked two mine explosions and helped recover bodies. But I've also had some good luck. I've had a couple that we've been able to bring out alive. So all not been bad. Anybody got any questions at this point? This right here is what we call the continuous miner. Now, this right here is what cuts the coal. They probably change these bits in the morning, cut till lunchtime. But if you get into what we call sandstone roof, You may have to change them every hour. And the operator, this thing is 33 foot long, 10 feet wide. Mm-hmm. Operator sits back about 20 feet, remote control, where he can work the toggle.
Make sure everybody's okay.
Another day over in a
deeper room.
Hey, there we go.
Don't you call me, cause I can't go out of my soul to the company store.
Yeah.
Well, some men told me that.
Hey, I tell you, I like this group. I like a group that is so
cool. Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter. And it happened on a hill and put your holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar.
Do you like Loretta Lynn? Pit Stop 6, the Kentucky Coal Museum, dedicates an entire floor to the life and music of Loretta Lynn. The museum displays many dresses she wore during live performances. We're proud of her 2005 Grammy win for Best Country Album, Van Leer Rose. Her last Grammy was won in 1972. The museum is housed in the restored Benham Coal Camp Commissary. Benham and Lynch are National Register Historic Towns and require a full day of exploration. Stop at the museum and get a tour guide. This ends Disc 1. Vistas into the Mountain Frontier. Resume tour at the museum with Disc 2.